Reading for fun. Page 134. Task 2. Listen to the fairy tale. Dragon Soup, after Tom McGovern. There was a kingdom and a king who was very fat because he was fond of food. He began his day with a big breakfast at 8 o'clock and had a snack at 10 and a large lunch at 12. Then he watched tennis or horses. Then he had a small snack at 2 in the afternoon. At 4 he had sandwiches, and at 7 in the evening he happily sat down to a royal dinner party. The king had a problem. He wanted to make changes in every dish. That's why all his cooks left him, because they didn't like changing all their recipes.
"We are going to have a contest, and the one who tells me the most unusual recipe can be the royal cook," the king said one day.
The next day, all the people who thought they were good cooks came to the king's castle. One young man saw the long line of people and learned about the king's contest. He learned about the problem that the cooks had with the king. They didn't like the king, who told them what to do, put things in their pots, and did cooking himself. So the young man thought little and got into a line. In the afternoon, he finally came inside the palace.
"What's your name and recipe?" the king asked.
"I'm Klaus Dickenspiel, Your Majesty. I've got a recipe of a dragon soup,"
the king said.
"That's interesting. What's in it?"
"Oh, I can't tell you," answered Klaus. "It is a secret in my family."
"I understand," said the king. "But if we can get a dragon, you must cook it for me. You're the new royal cook now."
Klaus felt good. When the king wanted any dish, Klaus asked him,
"Would Your Majesty tell me exactly how you want this dish cooked?"
The king was happy not only to give him instructions, but to cook happily in the kitchen. Klaus only kept saying,
"Oh, I usually use the same method."
When a dish was ready, he said, "I thank you for all your instructions, sir. Now I can invite you to the dinner party." Time passed. One morning, the king shouted,
"Surprise! Now you can cook your special dragon soup. I'm not going to come into the kitchen. I remember, it's your secret."
The soldiers brought the cage with a real dragon. Klaus looked at it and saw a tear on the dragon's cheek.
"Are you going to kill me?" he asked.
"Believe me, dragon," said Klaus, "I don't want to cook you. I just wanted to fool the king and show I was a cook. I can't make any soup."
"Oh, it's easy," said dragon.
"Can you cook?" asked Klaus.
"Well, I am a good cook,"
answered the dragon, and Klaus began to smile. At 7 in the morning, the king came to taste Klaus's wonderful dragon soup. After 4 helpings, he said,
"That is one of the best soups I've ever eaten."
"You see, the thing that makes dragon soup so unusual is that it can only be when a dragon cooks it itself. Let me introduce my assistant."
Klaus called, and the dragon came in wearing a tall white cook's hat and an apron. So Klaus was happy to live in the beautiful palace without working hard. The dragon felt good to be an assistant of the royal cook. But the happiest of all was the kitchen helper. He didn't need to light fire,
because the dragon lighted his own stove by shooting fire out of his nose.